You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines. Hey, OmniTalk fans, don't miss the Shop Talk Fall launch special. Save up to 40% on your ticket if you register by this Friday. Visit fall.shoptalk.com for more info.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. GoPuff, the on-demand delivery platform, has unveiled a new perk for its fam-paid membership customers aimed at further speeding up deliveries. The new benefit, called Fam20, guarantees delivery in under 20 minutes for a nominal fee of $1.49 per order. If an order surpasses the 20-minute mark, Fam20 members will be reimbursed $1.49. During the pilot phase, orders under Fam20 were processed in GoPuff's micro-fulfillment centers in just 90 seconds on average. Customers received their orders in an average time of 17 minutes, with some orders arriving in under 10 minutes. Notably, the introduction of Fam20 led to a 10% increase in orders during the testing period. In addition to Fam20, GoPuff previously introduced lower-than-low grocery store prices on thousands of everyday essentials exclusively for fam members. These prices rotate weekly, providing further value to subscribers. Customers can access these benefits from GoPuff's fam membership program for $7.99 per month or $79.99 per year. New members are eligible for a free 14-day trial, allowing them to experience the perks before committing to a subscription. Headline 2 comes to us from Retail Dive. Poshmark is amplifying its commitment to sustainable fashion by teaming up with 7 eco-friendly brands for a live shopping event series throughout Earth Month. In collaboration with brands like Rothy's, Christy Dawn, Pact, Whimsy & Row, and others, Poshmark aims to spotlight circular fashion and engage with its audience through live events hosted on the platform's Posh Show feature. As part of this initiative, Poshmark will donate 10% of the net gross merchandise value from each live show to tree planting efforts, aligning with the sustainability theme of Earth Month. Additionally, the platform is offering over $15,000 in Posh credit prizes to sellers who participate by listing, buying, or engaging with Posh shows during the month. The move comes in response to increasing demand for sustainable brands and products made from natural fibers on the Poshmark platform. Stephen Tristan Young, Poshmark's chief marketing officer, emphasized the opportunity for sustainable brands to connect with Poshmark's environmentally conscious community through interactive and engaging live shows. By facilitating genuine connections between brands and consumers, Poshmark aims to foster a more circular future for fashion while supporting sellers and making sales. The introduction of Posh shows last year marked a strategic move by Poshmark to enhance user engagement and provide a dynamic shopping experience. The platform's partnership with ShopGoodwill.com for its Secondhand Sunday event further underscored its commitment to promoting pre-owned items and sustainable fashion choices. Headline 3 comes to us from Supply Chain Dive. Pandion, an e-commerce delivery company, has secured $41.5 million in funding aimed at expanding its parcel delivery network, enhancing delivery speeds, and developing new technology offerings. With a network already reaching more than 80% of U.S. homes, Pandion is now eyeing expansion into new markets, including Denver, Minneapolis, and the Pacific Northwest. The funding round, led by venture capital firm Revolution Growth, will enable Pandion to tap into additional volume growth opportunities from its customers as it expands into new geographical areas. Scott Ruffin, the founder and CEO of Pandion, emphasized that customers often expand their usage of the service across different markets once they experience its benefits. Pandion's delivery network relies on a diverse array of carriers, including the U.S. Postal Service, regional parcel carriers, and gig economy delivery companies. By managing the sourcing, contracting, onboarding, and management of these carriers, Pandion streamlines the delivery process for its customers. The company operates 5 sortation centers in strategic locations across the United States. Using machine learning technology, Pandion optimizes the selection of final mile carriers based on factors such as speed and reliability, resulting in ground delivery speeds ranging from 1 to 5 days. In an environment where customers prioritize quality and cost effectiveness in their delivery partnerships, Pandion aims to deliver exceptional service while navigating a competitive market. While large-scale shippers contribute the bulk of Pandion's volume, the company has experienced growth from smaller customers seeking efficient delivery solutions. Ruffin noted that Pandion remains focused on effectively serving its customers and executing its expansion plans amid evolving market dynamics. Headline 4 comes to us from Chain Store Age. Authentic Brands Group has emerged as the winning bidder in the acquisition of the iconic athletic apparel label Champion from Hanesbrands, Inc. The New York-based brand management company has reached an informal agreement to purchase Champion for slightly over $1 billion. While no formal agreement has been signed yet, sources familiar with the negotiations anticipate that a deal could be finalized by the end of May or early June. However, there are concerns that Authentic Brand Group's acquisition of Champion could lead to significant job losses worldwide, as the intellectual property management company may outsource much of the label's manufacturing, design, logistics, and operations to other entities. HanesBrands decided to sell Champion, its second largest label, after experiencing a decline in Champion's sales over recent years. The label's global sales saw a 23% decrease in the fourth quarter of 2023, attributed to strategic changes and challenges in the sports apparel market. HanesBrands initially sought at least $1.4 billion for Champion and engaged Goldman Sachs and Evercore to explore strategic options for the brand. The sale of Champion is expected to provide a financial boost to HanesBrands, which ended the previous year with significant net debt. Despite its storied history dating back to 1919, Champion faced challenges in recent years, including a decline in sales and a shift in consumer preferences. Champion, founded as the Knickerbocker Knitting Company in 1919, grew into a full line of men's and women's athletic apparel, including activewear, sweats, t-shirts, sports bras, team uniforms, footwear, and accessories. HanesBrands' portfolio also includes other labels such as Hanes and Bonds. Despite the impending change in ownership, certain aspects of Champion's business, such as its partnerships with universities and supply of branded apparel to campuses, are expected to continue under Authentic Brand Group stewardship.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.